Welcome to the Scape Foo Podcast, where it's all about learning to make aquariums beautiful. And now, here are your hosts, Scape Foo founder and chief bottle washer, Art Pinom, your DIY homescaper, JJ, and our full-time aquascaper and smarty pants from Germany, Yuri's Mitt JS.
Hello, and welcome to the Scape Foo Podcast. This is the only podcast on the internet dedicated to helping you make your aquarium beautiful. It's called Aquascaping, and we're on a mission to change the way people are thinking about their aquariums. My name is Art Pinom. Hello. And with me today is my co-host, Yuris. Yuris, how are you?
Hello, Art. I'm fine. I'm finally moved into the new flat. And it was a difficult task, but I think I managed it quite well. And how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's good to see that everything's hooked up and you're back to more or less normal in your new place. Now, did you move to a different city?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but everything within Germany, right?
Yeah, within Germany, it is about, I think, maybe 1 hour drive, like 100 kilometers
okay.
from my previous place.
Not too bad. So today we're without JJ. JJ is working hard. As we've said before, it's always difficult to get the three of us together. It's special when we do so. Today we'll be just Yuris and myself. However, I think it's going to be a very fun podcast. Maybe a short one, Yuris, but I think we are setting the stage for a very interesting challenge, and we've agreed to go from zero to a full aquascape for $100 or €100, depending on which side of the pond you're on. So I think that's a very tough challenge. Both Yuris and myself have done our homework, our research, and we have a shopping list that we will run down with you, and then we will close the show and go off and put our respective aquascapes together. And in a future show, we'll come back with plenty of pictures and describe really what we were able to do. So the point of this, I think, Yuris, is to really show everybody that it doesn't take a lot of money to put together a good-looking aquascape. So you can get started with very little money, reasonably, relatively. And we chose $100 or €100 as a good mark. I think that's going to be challenging. What do you think?
I do think so, because a lot of folks complain that it's so expensive. And yeah, we would like to prove that it's not, or it doesn't have to be expensive, and that one really can start even if he's on a budget.
Right. Absolutely. And this is great for beginners. I'm having a little bit of a going back and forth at the UCAPS or UK Apps forum with a thread that I'm participating in related to a question that a poster who seems to be a relative beginner made, which is, you know, what LED fixture should I get for my aquarium if I'm not going to use supplemental CO2 or pressurized CO2, I'm assuming. And going back and forth on whether we really must push for the right light spectrum with the light, the right PAR for the right plant, and trying to push our plants as much as possible, and really delving into the science, is that really necessary for a beginner, or should a beginner kind of learn the basics at a high level first, have some success, and then, of course, continue the study and deepen the knowledge and understanding. And obviously, by way of upgrading, you can get more correct or more powerful or more specific equipment that suits your needs. And I think what we're doing here with the $100 challenge, or let's call it the 100, because it depends on what currency you're using. And which, by the way, I think the euro, you can buy more for €100 than you can buy for $100, given the exchange rate. But that's okay. Let's stick to the 100. I think, obviously, we're not going to be able to purchase state-of-the-art lighting or CO2 units or anything like that. So we'll need to have in mind the basics of what we need and buy something that is relatively inexpensive that meets that more or less. So I think there's many things we can learn from this challenge, and that's why I'm excited to do it. So, Yudis, what do you want to do? You want to run down the list for us here, and we can talk about why we chose them?
Yeah, let's do it. You want me to start?
Go ahead.
Okay. The first is the tank, and size matters. And for this reason, I will go for a nano-size aquarium. The smaller the aquarium, the cheaper it gets, and also I will need less a powerful technique and less hardscape, less plants, so less everything. So I have two options to start. The first option would be a really fancy, you know, like ADA style mini M, which is about 36.9 euro, which would be like a little bit more expensive. But if I really want to, you know, stay under 100, I would go for a 10-liter cube. Like, it is 12 euro 59 cents. So there is quite a big price difference between them. So this is the decision. If I really want to stay under 100, or I want to go for something I can use in the future as well and upgrade on other parts. The next is lighting. For the lighting, I will use, I have two options, from IKEA. It is called, Tresta. It is a stand lighting, or Tertial, or Tertial, I don't know, T-E-R-T-I-A-L. And it is a tabletop, lamp, and both can be used with E27 lamps, and I will go for a Philips Tornado 23 watt, 6500 Kelvin, which has 1,500 lumen, and it's pretty much enough for this tank size. And the IKEA lamp, the both versions cost $14.99, and the Philips bulb is about $9.87. And next is the substrate. As for the substrate, I will go for ADA Amazonia 3-liter bag. Price is 15.9 euro. And I will go for one pot of HC carpeting plant. We have available 8.5 centimeter diameter in vitro cups. So this is like a whole, I don't know, really big cup full of in vitro plants. And I will go, maybe you have seen on the UK apps, the one pot Iwagumi from Mr. George Farmer.
Yes.
And I think if you're really on a budget, this is something quite funny to achieve, using only one pot. But this in vitro cup, 8.5 centimeter in size, this is almost like, I don't know, one quarter of the aquarium already covered. So if you spread it evenly, this is really no big task to plant either the mini M or the 10 liter cube. So it's almost enough plants for this size. So now I have to make the next decision. Either I want to flood the tank immediately or to start like a dry start. If I go dry start, I only need a piece of clear film or foil. Usually you have something like this in the kitchen, in your kitchen. So there's no additional cost. And that's it. If I go for the cheapest version with a 10 liter cube, I have total costs till yet of 60.3 euro. And I can go dry start for the next, 6 to 8 weeks. And I can get started for about 60 euro. And after this period of time, there is the next step to flood the tank. Do it at this point or at the beginning. And to flood the tank, I need the filter and the CO2 and some nutrients. For the filter, I would go for the Eden 501, which is quite powerful with 300 liters per hour. And the prices, the cheapest I have found is 26.18 cents. And as for CO2, also two options. I can go for example, like a Dannerle Bio CO2, which is a yeast CO2 system. I can buy ready in a bottle. Everything I have to do is just add water and connect the tube, which is $8.95, or I can do it myself, you know, get an empty plastic bottle, put some water, sugar, and yeast mixture inside, and do it at a cost of, I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 euros only. And to dissolve the CO2 in the aquarium, I will use a mini pump from Sera. It is called FD or FP 150. It costs $11.99, and so you know the bubbles, they will get sucked into this small pump and then spread all over the aquarium. They get smashed by the propeller in this pump. So very effective CO2 system.
Perfect.
To make, you know, like to make like the maximum out of the do-it-yourself CO2 or the yeast system.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for this is I can't go for a diffuser because there is not enough pressure in the yeast bottle. And the last thing is the fertilizer, and I will go for something like Tropica Plant Growth. I don't know, it is called Specialized. Yeah, it is. I think it is Specialized. It is an all-in-one solution, and of course, for the beginning, the smallest bottle, which is I think 125 or 250 milliliters. I don't remember. I think it is 125 milliliters, so very small, tiny bottle with a like a dosing pump on the top is $6.95. So these are if I go with the you know, like ready out of the box solution from Dannerle, there is additional cost of €54.07. So after flooding the tank, I have total cost of €114.37. And yeah, I have like everything. I have ADA soil substrate. I have a lot of light and both lamps. I think they are quite fancy, so you can keep using them. And you have an external filter and yeah, very effective CO2 system. And one thing missing is hardscape. And for the hardscape, you can go to a garden supply or to a rock mine. And I don't know, you need just a bunch of rocks, like basalt rocks, and they will not cost you more than 1 or 2 euros or dollars if you get them from these sources. Of course, if you want to go for some fancy rocks like mini landscape or dragon stone, they are more expensive, but I believe you can find something really nice in nature too, like slate, for example.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is my list. This is my list. What do you think, Art?
I think that's a great list. I think every piece that you listed there serves its purpose well. Obviously, it's not the most sophisticated or state-of-the-art or even upgradable, but it's sufficient to put together a very nice scape. You have options, I think, also, that given the budget, you can choose to do or not do, depending on how much you have to spend. But since we're sticking to that about $100 or 100 euro, I think your choices are very very spot on, well researched.
Yeah, especially with the dry start method, you know, for the first 6 to 8 weeks, which is like 1.5 or 2 month period,
right,
stay like only for 60 euro. And I believe that within those 2 additional months, one can save up a little bit, you know, for the upgrade, for the CO2, and for the filter, and for the fertilizer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's different ways to do it. staggering it, like you said. All right, so maybe I should go through my list.
Do it.
All right, so I'm here in the United States, for those of you that don't know. So I will be sticking to the relatively limited supply that we have here. We don't have as many options as you in Europe or in Asia have, unfortunately. And I'll optimistically say yet. But for the time being, here in the United States, sadly, but the 10-gallon tank remains the most popular tank available. It is an ugly tank. Its proportions are not great. It has that black rim around the bottom and around the top. We've all seen them. We probably all had them when we were young kids. But it's still the most common and what people start with. So since this is a starter setup, I'm going to go with a 10-gallon tank purchased from good old Walmart. It's the cheapest price I've found, and that's for $13.62. Now, you can do the conversion, I guess, to liters, but in the U.S., it's 10 U.S. gallons, okay? So that'll be the tank that I run with. I started by thinking about the substrate, and here I'm going to leverage something we have here. I don't know if you guys have it over there in Europe, Yuris, but it's through Amazon.com, and it's called Prime. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, one of the benefits you get is that shipping is included and free in most of your purchases. And I'm a Prime
as well.
You do? Okay. So I'm a Prime member, so I'm going to cheat a little bit. Because otherwise it becomes almost impossible. I would really have to think out of the box then. But if you are a Prime member, then the numbers I'll be giving you should work. If you're not, then you need to be a little bit more creative to save on the shipping costs and probably buy local as much as possible. But through Amazon, I'm going to go with Carib Sea Eco Complete Black Planted Aquarium Substrate. It has a great price, I think, at $22.99, and it will work well, this size bag, for the 10-gallon that I'm putting together. So it's a 21.2-pound bag, so it's quite a bit of substrate, and that will allow me to escape the substrate level as I want to, without much problem. So that's what I chose. It's black. It'll have a good contrast with plants and other things that I'll try and put into place. In terms of lighting, I chose to go with a aquarium-specific light. It's the Phoenix Stingray LED clip-on light for the aquarium, also available through Amazon. And folks, we'll have links to all of both our lists there, so that you can see in case you want to follow along with us. Should be fun. It'd be great if you do send us pictures. We'll put them in show notes and in future podcasts. And by the way, those show notes will be found in the episode numbers. So I believe this is episode 44. So skatefu.com/44. That's where you'll be able to find them. So the Phoenix Stingray LED clip-on light is $23 at Amazon. Actually, you can even find them as low as $16.99, which is what I'm planning on doing. And it's a nice LED unit that doesn't have a lot of watts, but it does put out a pretty good amount of light for what we need here. And I'm not going high light. It's sufficient for what we need in a medium to low light tank. So it has 12 7K daylight LEDs, which is full spectrum for me and fine for what I'm trying to do and accomplish here. So far I have the aquarium, I have the substrate, I have the light. I am going to purchase the filter right off the bat, and that filter that I chose was the Phoenix Pure 5 Power Aquarium Filter, hang-on filter, and that's only $15. However, if you get lucky on Amazon, you can even buy that for $8.80. It's works up to 30 gallons. It's putting out roughly 300 gallons per hour. And I think more than enough for the scape that I'll be doing here in terms of filtration. So I haven't added it all up just yet. My total number is roughly under $100 so far with everything that I'll mention here. I do have a few options that I'll see about whether I want to do or not. I will be going with Seachem's Flourish as the full spectrum fertilizer. You can pick that up for about $10 on Amazon as well. And that should give me what I need in terms of nutrients for plants that are coming in. Amazon also has driftwood, if you didn't know. I want to plug our good friend Tom Barr, and he has some amazing pieces of driftwood over there. But I doubt that he will or should sell them for the price that Amazon is giving for its Malaysian driftwood, which is what I'm looking for. Here's a size 10 to 12 inches for $8 that I'll be buying. However, Tom's pieces are much, much nicer. You can't even compare to what I'll be getting here. But I'm going to plan on covering it up nicely with moss. So I don't think it'll do make much of a difference. So in terms of CO2, I have options. Since I'm planning a low light, slow growing aquascape, I debated either going do it yourself, which you mentioned, Yudis, which you can do for very inexpensively using soda bottles, yeast, sugar, and some tubing. Water changes, which would be very manual, and but I would frequently change water. Or, and I think what I'm going to do is go with the hang-on paintball CO2 filter by Fluval. Again, referring to Amazon for $24, and actually you can get them as low as $21, you can get the kit. So the Fluval Mini Pressurized 20-gram CO2 kit, which comes with really even the diffuser, everything you need to hang it on there and diffuse some CO2 in there. I will likely be adding the drop checker, which you can pick up for, let me get to that page. The drop checker you can pick up for as low as $7 as well to go in there to help me with that CO2. Finally, the plants that I will be going with, I'm still undecided. I will likely stagger them, like Yudis mentioned. I'll probably go with a dry start for the foreground. I'm thinking about an island type setup for this aquarium. So it basically means I'll have the foreground plants around the island piece, which would be in the center or slightly off center. So I'll probably dry start it to get that growing in and healthy, similar to what Yudis mentioned. We've talked about dry start method. I'll have a link to the podcast on dry start method we had. And obviously, like our friend, Mr. George Farmer, did in his one pot Iwagumi, I'm going to try and encourage plant growth and economize by buying fewer plants and letting them grow in. So it'll take a little bit longer, but from an economics point of view, it just makes sense. I am thankful, fortunate that our friends at Green Leaf Aquariums, which they're actually here in Orlando in Florida, have recently started to carry the 1-2-Grow in vitro line from, I believe it's Tropica. So finally, after a long time, we have availability here, folks, for some good in vitro plants that will come in, like Yudis mentioned, in a nice pot or cup, but there's a lot of them in there, and they're very healthy and really algae-free, disease-free. So they will grow well in the right environment, and a dry start method is the right environment to encourage these growing. So I will likely go with either Glossostigma, or Iliocaris acicularis mini. which is the little hair grass that they have there. Now, I need to think about that because even though they come, as I mentioned, in vitro and they're great plants, it's $10.99 for the hair grass and roughly the same thing for the glosso. So that definitely takes a bite out of my budget. I need to see how I work that in. I may also purchase a moss. That I might buy through here. I might buy through eBay or through Amazon, depending on the price that I am able to get and where I'm coming up with for the $100. So I think, Yudis, that is my list so far that I've come up with. At this point, you and I are basically brainstorming. We've done some research just like any beginner would do. I think we have the advantage of kind of knowing the what the basic needs of plants are, so we're targeting exactly what we want. But I think we've both done a good job of trying to stick to that $100 mark and having, I think at this point, a good chance of success to have a pretty decent aquascape. What do you think?
Yeah, I do think so. If both of us go with the dry start, you know, the filter, the CO2, the liquid fertilizer, you can, you know, oh, the liquid fertilizer, you haven't mentioned it.
Oh, you're yeah, I did. The C-Chem Flourish. I'm going with the Flourish side. So it's a combined all-in-one, kind of like the tropical one that you had.
Yeah. So your version is like my version. If we both start with a dry start, it's like even the half, you know, almost the half of the 100 mark, what you need really to start. You need a tank, you need a substrate, the light, some hardscape plants, and that's it. The filter,
exactly.
The CO2 and the fertilizer you can buy after 1.5 or 2 months when the dry start period is over. So
now
after this episode, there is really no excuse, you know, not to start with aquascaping because of the budget thing.
I agree 100%. Now, there's one thing we didn't cover. That's the cabinet.
The cabinet. Okay.
Right.
But I believe everywhere in the room there is some kind of cabinet or table you can put it on top.
Exactly. So this could be. I started thinking this is going to be a tabletop. Okay, tabletop aquarium that I'll put anywhere because these are smaller aquariums and aquascapes that will go anywhere where you have a top because they're not going to weigh that much. Okay. However, I will also, and I'll throw it in here, and I've done this in the past, so I'm going to throw it in here and I'm going to try to make it fit into the budget. But if I go slightly over, don't kill me. I have gone to antique stores. I have gone through thrift stores. Here we have what's called the Goodwill stores, which are thrift stores where people donate the furniture and clothing and other things that they don't want, and then people go there and buy them for obviously much less money. And I have found some great cabinets or stands that are very, very cheap, that with a little bit of cleaning and some paint or stain, you can make them look tremendously as an aquarium cabinet. So I'll do a little research to see if I can find that. If I can, and if I can fit it in the budget, I'll do that to show that even if you don't have a tabletop somewhere where you can put this, you can very inexpensively get something to put the aquarium on that still looks very nice. So, from me, that's it, Yudis. Do you have anything else to add?
The most things we covered or our sources have been like eBay and Amazon, and also from my list, you can find everything on Amazon. We will put it in the show notes. But I think, so this is, you know, like brand new products. If you go to eBay or to the trade section in the forums, you can find things even cheaper. You know, they are secondhand and they still work. Or if people have, you know, like some
yep.
cuttings from their existing tanks, or you can really save on plants, you know, like on the equipment, so you can get cheaper things. And I don't know if you have something like this. I believe you must have, but I don't know the English name. This is like, you know, like a public antique market, which happens on the street, you know, like people come and everybody sells, you know.
Yes, we call them flea markets.
Yeah, flea market. It's the same in German. It's Flohmarkt. It's the same.
Okay, there you
go. Flea market. So if you go there, you can find a lot of stuff there as well, you know, like all day, you know, aquarium equipment people don't use anymore. You have to check there if it still works. And especially, you know, like expensive things like the filter, the lighting, and the CO2 equipment. So there's really some possibility to save good money on those things if you get them secondhand.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have a local aquarium club near you, it's very easy to get people to give you cuttings or buy things very inexpensively, used equipment, etc. Watch out, obviously, buyer beware, but I think for the most part, you can get some fantastic deals. So I think that you're absolutely right. We wanted to stick to something new just to go worst case scenario. But if you Yep. really wanted to push the budget, doing those things will save you a ton of money as well. So again, like you said, Yudis, there is no excuse for saying I don't have the money to be able to have one of these things and get started. So I think let's wrap it up. I encourage you, if this has given you any sort of incentive, pumped you up to try and set up something new, something inexpensive, go ahead, do it with us. Come up with your list and start putting it together. Take pictures, send it in. I think it'll be a great challenge for all of us to put it together. These are little aquariums you can put almost anywhere. Your bedstand, your at work, in the kitchen, anywhere, really. So it should be fun. If you want to, go ahead and do it along with us, and we'll all learn from each other and see the result at the end.
Yeah, so, we would like to see your shopping list. So send it to us, and we can include it into the show notes. And yeah, as Art said, we will try ours, and then report about them in the future.
Yes, just your shopping lists, just go ahead and put them in the comments of the show notes, which is skatefood.com/44 if you want. Otherwise, send us an email. If you send us an email to feedback@skatefood.com, all three of us, Yudis, JJ, and myself, will get that email, and I'll include it into the show notes, and we can discuss it. Pictures as well. That's all perfectly fine. So it should be fun. I look forward to it. I look forward to your participation. And we will be speaking again here next week. Now, let's a little bit of housekeeping before we go away. I just finished judging and submitting my comments and scores to the Brazilian aquascaping contest. I just want to say that the results will be out soon, but man, what amazing aquascapes are being put together by people out there. It's very, very impressive. By and large, this was from the Americas. It was not from Asia, although I'm sure they had some Asian participants. So it's good to see that people outside of those countries are scaping at a very, very high level. So it was very challenging for me, but also very gratifying to see. So it was an honor to do. And I know, Yudis, there's a certain aquascaping contest in Europe as well, right?
Yeah, it is the EAPLC, the European Aquatic Plant Layout Contest. And just this week, I have sent out the emails to all the judges, including you, Art.
I got it.
And just you can continue, you know, making the comments and the scores for them. And man, there are so many great works I haven't seen before, because I totally missed, you know, the results of the international contest from Japan. So for me, it was like, you know, seeing a lot of those works for the first time. And Yeah, so these are the news from my side.
Should be fun.
Should be fun. You're right.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Also, just from Skatefu housekeeping, if you haven't already done so, we encourage you, we ask you to please download the Skatefu app. You can get it for the iOS version if you have an iPhone or an iPad. It's also available for iPad. Or if you have an Android phone, you can download that version through the Google Play Store. It really helps us out to defray the cost of bringing you Skatefu and hosting it and everything that goes into it. We very much appreciate it. It is the easiest way for you to listen to these podcasts because the app will let you know as soon as there's a new one. It sends you a notification. You can listen to it right there on your phone or whatever device you're using. You can send emails back, and you have access to the full library of Skatefu episodes dating back to the original ones. I'm not sure if those older ones are on iTunes. I believe the last time I checked, you only had the last 20. So that is also good addition for you. Lastly, the Ask Art podcast is only available if you have the app. You will only hear it if you download the app because it's not put out through iOS or any of the other, through iTunes or any of the other channels. And that podcast is where I take one of your questions and I answer it. I give you a direct answer right through the podcast. It's a short form podcast, but I truly enjoy it. Because it's one-on-one, one question, one answer, and people seem to like it, and that's a bonus for you for getting the app. The other point that I'd like to bring up, and last point, is the brand new Skatefu community forums. We, as I've mentioned before, debated long and hard before we came out with a forum, because there's already very good forums out there. We talked about UCAPS or UK apps, Planet Tank, my old one, APC, Aquatic Plant Central, Tom Bars, etc. Why another one? But you kept sending emails saying we'd love a place to really just talk about the show, the podcasts, ask some questions, and get together as a Skatefu tribe community. So we decided to put together a little one. It's available through Skatefu. Just go to skatefu.com and click on the link that says community up at the top in the navigation bar, and it'll take you there. Please go ahead and register, say hello, introduce yourself. There's a small group of Skatefu tribe listeners and members talking and posting journals, etc. So we'll be discussing this podcast as well as all the other ones. And it's a good way to interact a little bit quicker than by email or by waiting for the month for the weekly podcast to come through. Okay? So I encourage you to do that as well. So, Yudis, that's it from me. Anything else from you?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, great. It was great talking to you. Have a great week, and we'll talk in a week.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Skatefu Podcast, where it's all about learning to make aquariums beautiful.